Bruce Almighty Podcast.
What the fuck?
I really do think I'm going through a midlife crisis. Like, yesterday I was actually out shopping for a skateboard. Keep in mind, I am 42, going to be 43 years old in July. I ain't got no business buying a skateboard, do I? Now, the justification in my head went something like this. My daughter, she's 4. She likes to go on scooter rides. You know, the little push scooters. And I would borrow my sister's adult push scooter, and I felt like I looked ridiculous. I like the exercise that you get from a push scooter, but I felt like I looked ridiculous. So I find myself in a skateboard shop looking at skateboards that, you know, I feel like when I was younger, I used to skateboard. And I'm talking, when I say younger, I mean 12 to 15. I was into skateboarding. So I'm really trying to rationalize in my head why I should get a skateboard. I started looking at them. I started looking at the decks, comparing the trucks and the wheels, expenses, how much will it cost? Do I need knee pads? Am I going to get hurt? I'm out of shape. Of course I'm going to get hurt. I don't have the agility I had when I was 13 to 15. I know I'm going to get hurt. I'm rusty. I was good at it when I was young, but I just know I would end up injured. And how do I look 43 years old going into the hospital with a skateboard injury? Shaped like I am. I know I'm shaped like an avocado. I ain't got no business buying a skateboard. But this midlife crisis, what brought it on? Well, for one, last year I was separated from my wife. I'm not going to get into that. It was definitely my fault. We're co-parenting well. We get along. I got nothing bad to say about my ex. What I will say is how it impacted me. My self-confidence dropped a little bit. My desire to get out there and date is non-existent. I don't want to hang out. I don't want to be around women. I don't want to be around hoes. I don't want to, none of that. I want none of that. So here I am back to my desire to get into shape. The methods I'm using to accomplish that, I'm not consistent, for one, because I'm putting too much on my plate with a podcast, a job, trying to raise a little girl, do the best that I can, and find time to exercise. So my time to exercise is usually going to be when I'm with my daughter and I'm trying to get her to get some exercise. So that is my opportunity to exercise. So that's where I ended up in a skateboard shop at 42 going on 43 years old. And midlife crisis for men is real. And men that deny that, you know, I'm sorry to say, it ends up worse, you know. And where do you go when you an ex-convict going through a midlife crisis? If you lived the life that I had, which was pretty exciting, pretty interesting, but full of regrets. Me personally, I don't have all the answers, so I'm just trying to do the best that I can. Like, I end up in these textation ships where I have friends I text or communicate with on social media. And, you know, I make plans like I'm going to go out, and then I don't. I'll stay home. I'll go to bed at 9:30 because I'm an old man. I don't have a desire to be on the scene, to be out in the club, to be out meeting new people. I have no desire to meet new people. And that's a problem because I should be meeting new people that'll help me build my business, make my social life a little better. Maybe I'll find a little more happiness if I actually get out there and socialize. This is the part where I should probably Google some stats on midlife crisis for men and try to figure it out. But I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to go ahead and pod my way through it. Podcast my way through my midlife crisis. As a father, I have to be responsible in the decisions I make. I can't afford to go out there on a skateboard and get hurt. Man, I go out there on a skateboard and I look like an idiot going into the hospital with a broken ankle or something because I was riding a skateboard. I would look like an idiot. So, what do? I need to do what most men do. I go to the gym or something. I don't like going to the gym. I'd rather work out alone. I have that jailhouse mentality. I'd rather go someplace where I can do push-ups, dips, pull-ups, sit-ups, all that stuff. That is my method of working out, and I'll probably do something like that. Find a park, a trail, something like that. I think most men's midlife crisis are tied to the shape they're in, their health, the way they look. I think that's what most men's midlife crisis is tied to. I'm not really insecure in the way I look, but I know I definitely need to work on my health. If I want to be around when my daughter gets older, when she graduates, when she starts a career, when she gets married, or whatever she does in life, and I want to be around for that, and to be that proud father, I need to get in shape. I need to get healthy. I need to eat better. And I'm horrible with that right now. I am. I'm really horrible. I eat shit. I eat crap. And I'll admit it. I need to get better. At this point, I don't know where to start. Do I go to juice bars? Do I go to the gym? Do I be that guy in Planet Fitness? You know? Where do I find the time? Well, if I want to do it, I need to make time. This is what midlife crisis is all about for men. You know, sometimes it happens younger, sometimes it happens older. Me, it's happening at age 42. I think the separation from my marriage has a lot to do with it. You know, that may have made me question myself and who I am, and maybe the decisions I made. Like, was I moving the way I should have been moving? You start to question yourself. You start to think, well, man, I could have been doing this whole time and had happiness, but I didn't. I think a midlife crisis for men manifests itself differently in different people. I think, have you ever seen them old ass rappers? Like people that decide to be a rapper in their late 30s? I definitely think that's tied to a midlife crisis. People that make extreme career changes late in life might be a midlife crisis. But here's the thing. People that you can say it's a midlife crisis, but is it a mistake to make those drastic changes? Sometimes it's the right decision. Sometimes making a late career change in life will actually make that person happier. And how can we be mad at that? That's solving your midlife crisis. So here I am trying to solve my midlife crisis, and I think it's tied to fitness, well-being, and spiritual health. Trying to get away from the things that stress me out. You know, I started to notice my hairline receding, so I shaved it. I feel better about the way I look with my head bald. I feel better about the way I look with a beard. I feel better about the way I look, you know, when I go out and get new clothes that look better, that fit better. You know, these are ways you can solve your midlife crisis. Here I am just talking my shit. You know, you're not happy in the career you have, the job you have, the relationship you're in, or the marriage you're in. Is it okay to make changes late in life? When you have people that depend on you, when you have a child, when you have a wife, when you have a family. Because if you have a wife and a child, you need to make sure you include their well-being in your decision. Don't just make your decision on the fly and say, you know what, I'm going to make a career choice, not really knowing how it's going to impact the lives of your wife and child. You need to be ready for that. And I think part of that is what led to my separation, is me falling into this midlife crisis where I started to get older and started to realize that I was getting older. I think part of it is the realization that you're getting older. Say what the fuck you want, whether you were a gangster, whether you worked a 9-to-5, whether you have the career of your dreams right now. You can have a midlife crisis and it can manifest itself in many different ways. Guy, you know them old dudes that be trying to fuck all the young girls? That's definitely a midlife crisis. You know who the fuck I'm talking about. you know, those guys that be like in their late 30s trying to fuck on little 18, 20-year-old girls. That's a midlife crisis. And so, you know, it's one thing to like younger women, like in their 20s or whatever, but if you 40-some years old trying to fuck on little 18-year-old girls, you nasty. You need to address that part of your midlife crisis immediately. Do you hear what the fuck I'm saying? You know, I'm using a lot of profanity in this podcast, and I probably shouldn't, but this midlife crisis shit has snuck up on me, and I am trying to resolve it the best way that I can. I don't think there's any problem with me being honest with myself and expressing it myself through this podcast. Somebody said, oh, this podcast is probably part of your midlife crisis. Maybe. Maybe me launching this whole podcast platform, maybe it's part of that. Maybe I need to come to terms with that, and I'm okay with it. Like, I sit there and watch the news every day, how everybody is upset about what they see in the news. Like, and you can look at the news all you want, be upset about Trump, or be upset about whatever Facebook is doing with your data, whatever, you know, whatever is going on in the news that upsets you. But are you getting upset about what is going on in your own life? Are you happy with yourself? These are the questions you need to ask yourself. And I'm trying to be cohesive this episode because I want the message to sink in. Gentlemen, if you're listening and you're going through a midlife crisis, maybe you need to start figuring that shit out quick while you're catching on that you're having a midlife crisis. You know, get fit, go to the gym. Figure out what you need to fix inside yourself to make yourself the best version of yourself. Because, you know, I think that's with me. What I realize is I'm not the best version of myself, and I'm panicking. I could be so much better. So it's going to take a lot of work. Part of me is scared of the work. I'm too old to be working this hard on myself. That's what I'm telling myself. I am too old for this fuck shit. Do you hear me? I'm too old to be trying to fix myself, is what I'm telling myself. But truth is, I'm not. You're never too old. It's not too late. It is not too late to work on yourself. So get out there. Fucking do it. Go to the gym. Go to church. Go to a mosque or wherever it is you need to center yourself spiritually. But try to find productive ways to deal with your midlife crisis. Don't be that guy 40 years old trying to fuck on little girls, trying to buy yourself a skateboard so you can look cool. Don't be the guy trying to be a rapper at 35. You know, well, if you find happiness, that's cool, but whatever. Like, first, identify with yourself that you are having a midlife crisis. Something in you has changed as you realize you are getting older. I may be wrong. I might have people email me and say, Bruce, what the fuck are you talking about? You don't know what the fuck you're talking about when it comes to a midlife crisis. Maybe I don't. Email me. BruceAlmightyPodcast@gmail.com. I'll read the emails. You know, maybe you're an old guy who's has a gaming addiction. Man, I played Clash of Clans a lot. Shouts out to my people, GLaDOS, Smelly, all the people in my clan. I do play Clash of Clans on my iPad a lot. I don't spend no money on it, but I've been playing for years. I don't know if that's part of my midlife crisis, but I think gaming for men is also part of the midlife crisis thing. The nostalgia, a lot of it has to do with nostalgia. Reminiscing to back when you felt like your life was better. Right? That's part of your midlife crisis. You know? Maybe this podcast episode will help you understand yourself a little better, and maybe you will go out and seek ways to fix whatever you got going on. I am 15 minutes into this podcast. I was probably shooting for a 15 to 20 minute episode, and I feel like, man, I'm barely scraping the surface on a midlife crisis for men. Ladies, if you listening and you're trying to understand what the what your guy is going through, you trying to figure out what you can do to help him, or even figure out if you can. It's different for ladies. When ladies are in their 40s, they're hitting their sexual peak. Their hormones are off the chain in their 40s. So, folks, this is my quick little podcast on the midlife crisis. Thank you for tuning in. I'm definitely going to touch more on this subject in the future. We definitely hit the 15-minute mark, which is all I was shooting for. 15 minutes of content. Email me at brucealmightypodcast@gmail.com or follow me on Twitter, Instagram, at Mr. Bruce Almighty, Facebook, at Mr. Bruce Almighty. And, you know, let's figure this shit out together. And thanks for tuning in to the Bruce Almighty Podcast. Biatch!